We're going to learn Daf Chaf Aleph in Masechtos Ksubas, but we are going to start from the Mishnah on the bottom of Chaf Amabez, because that is the place to start from. So we're going to discuss validating and confirming and authenticating signatures on a shtar. So the Mishnah on the bottom of Chaf Amabez says as follows. So the first witness comes and says, this is my signature. And I can also confirm that this is the signature of my friend who signed. And the other witness also says the same thing, that the second witness says this is my signature, and the first one is also that I recognize the signature of my friend. So, they're going to be Neamon, of course, there's no reason why they wouldn't be. Well, actually, there is a slight chiddush to that, because you could say, it's a chiddush to be able to say about his own signature, right, he's testifying about himself. He's testifying about his own signature. So it's a chiddush to say that he is Neman, but that's a simple shot in the Mishnah that it's Neman. Yeah, you could use that. Now, how about Ze Omer Ze Ksav Yodi? Each one says, this is my signature, Ze Omer Ze Ksav Yodi, and the second one also says about himself. He doesn't talk about the other person, just about himself. This is my signature. Tzrichin Litzarev Imohim Acher. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds that you need a second witness to be able to establish that each signature is the respective person's signature. So Rebbe holds that about the signatures, you need two witnesses on each signature. But the Chachamim say, Einam tzricha l'tzaref iman acher. You don't need a second witness about each one of their own signatures. Elanam on Adam loymer zek sav yodi. A person is neman about himself. A person is neman to say, this is my signature, and once he says that it's his signature, there's nothing further, you don't need a second witness. Now, this is all very important because this is gonna play out in the Gemara now that we're about to learn. So now, starting on the bottom line of Chaf Amabez, the Gemara says like this, Keshetimtza loymer, it comes out based on what you're saying over here. This machlekes, let's get to the root of the issue over here. L'divrei Rebbe, it comes out that according to Rebbe, Al Ksav Yodon Hemeiden. Now, on the top of Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara is saying Al Ksav Yodon Hemeiden. They're testifying about the fact that this is their signature. Nothing more, nothing less. So that's why Rebbe holds that you need two witnesses, because like everything else in the world, in Beis Din, when you want to prove something, you need two witnesses. So here also, if I'm testifying about the signature, so then I need two witnesses on each signature. I need two proofs on each signature. So that's why Rebbe holds it's not even good enough that they're saying it's my own signature. I need a second witness together with me. And l'divrei chachamim, according to the chachamim, almono shebishtar hei mi'idin. According to the chachamim, what they're really saying is that once I prove that this is my signature, I can now confirm that what happened, what I signed about in the text of the shtar, the substance of the shtar, is what I'm testifying about. So now, if I have one guy saying about his, Reuven saying about him, and Shimon saying about him, now you have two witnesses, and that's all you need, because they're testifying about the substance of the shtar, and you have two guys. So everybody agrees the bottom line is you need two witnesses. The question is, what are you testifying about? According to Rebbe, you're testifying about the signature itself. So you need two witnesses about the signature. And according to the Chachamim, you're testifying about the substance of the star, and once you have one of each, then that adds up to two, and you have two signatures. You have two witnesses now on the substance of the star, and that's good enough. Okay, now as a note over here, you should know that the Rishonim all talk about and argue about whether or not what exactly did the witnesses say. Did all they walk into Beis Din and say, this is my signature, and that's the end of the discussion? And that's all they say? Or did they actually say, this is my signature, and I remember signing what it says over here, and I remember the whole story? Okay, so this is a machlei, and Tosfos points this out, right? What are they actually saying? Is the machleikus Rebbe and the Rabbanan, even if they add additional information, or is it only because that's what they happen to say? In other words, is that the case? Or is that the general rule? So Tosfos learns that's the general rule. That even if they say, oh yes, I remember the incident, and I remember I was testifying, and I remember him borrowing $100, they're still only testifying about their signature. And you'd still need to aid him. That's what Tosfos holds. Very big chiddush. Okay, you understand that even though they're actually testifying about the substance of the shtar, according to Tosfos, when Beis Din calls you in and asks you about your signature, all we listen to and all we care about is the signature. We don't listen to the substance. according to Rebbe. Well, that's Rebbe Shita.
Alright,
so now that we've established what the basic machlok is between Rebbe and the Rabbanan, it says, so the Gemara says, Pshita, of course, that is the essence of what the Mishnah is discussing, right? Are they discussing the signatures, or are they discussing the substance? So what's the relevance of telling you, right, what's the chiddush that the Gemara is adding on, that this is what Rebbe and the Rabbanan are talking about? So I'll tell you, the Gemara says, Ma'al Tatema, I would have thought, Le Rebbe Sfuke Misafkale. So now the Gemara goes through a cheshbon of what the suffix was. It's a suffix, what, according to Rebbe, you are testifying on. It's not clear. And again, that's why I made the point with Tosfos to say that it is now clear that according to Rebbe, you are only testifying on the signatures and nothing else. Why? Because if it was a suffix, so let's read the words of the Gemara. I would have thought Rebbe Sfuki Misafkale, that it's a suffix whether he's testifying about the signature or the substance. Are they testifying on their signature, or are they testifying about the contract, what it says in the contract? The nafkamina, the Gemara is very helpful over here. It says, what would be the difference, which thing they're testifying? Either way, we're getting to the end result. Hecha demis chad menayu. That if one of the two witnesses who signed is no longer with us, so liboy shnayim minashuk lehedalov. You would now need an additional two other people to testify about that second signature. Why? Because if not, you would end up taking out three quarters, which the way the words translate is a quarter less than all of according from with respect to one aid. Okay, v'hachluchumra, and we always have to go luchumra that we require to aidens. Kamash malon, I'm gonna explain what these words mean in a second. I'm just reading the words first. Kamash malon, de Rebbe, mifsha pshitale, that according to Rebbe, it's clear, ben lukula, ben luchumra. Whether it comes out of kula or a chumra, meaning sometimes we are relying on two, sometimes we require more, it depends on the situation. According to Rebbe, you are always only testifying about the signature. So, Rashi is a very long Rashi over here that explains what the issue over here is. The issue is as follows. If I come to Bezin and I first say, this is my signature, so I've taken care of half the problem. Half the problem is, and so the equivalent, if we're a $100 contract, so this is equivalent $50. Then, when we're testifying about that second signature, so who's testifying? If I, again, am one of the Adim and somebody else, so then I am responsible for 50% of that second signature, then I'm responsible for, with regard to the second half, the second 50, I'm responsible 50%, and it comes out that I'm, the first 50 is totally me, and the second 50 is half me. Because it could never have happened without my testimony. So I'm responsible for all of mine and half of his, that's 75%. And the Torah says, shnayim edim, you need two edim, and the two edim each have to be responsible for 50% each. That's if it was a suffix whether or not I'm testifying about the substance or my signature. Now here's where Rashi gets complicated, and this is the cheshbon. Because if it was clear that all I was testifying about was my signature, then I would definitely need two edim on each. And then each signature is getting 50-50. So even on my own signature, I'm only responsible for half, which is okay, because it's half of mine and half of the other guys. So my total is only 50%, which is fine. And if it was clear that I was talking about the substance of the contract, so then also it wouldn't matter, because I would get 50% would be me, and I would not be able to testify about the other guy. I would not be able to, because again, I can't get to the three quarters. So I would need two other people to testify, only two other people to testify the other signature. So I would represent half, and the other two guys would represent the other half. It's great. Again, 50-50, not a problem. But now that it's a suffix, so here's the cheshbon. Now that it's a suffix, what happens is like this. I need another signature to testify about me, with even my own signature, because again, I don't know whether I'm good enough. It's a suffix. So if I need somebody to testify together with me to prove my signature, so then I'll have a second guy here. But then again, I can also, if that's the issue, then I'm allowed to testify about the second signature, because I'm testifying about the signatures and we need two of each. But if it turns out, on the other hand, that I'm really testifying about the shtar, then what the other guy helped along with me was really a zero, because I already said about me. I don't need his help. And I'm also testifying about the other guy. Now I end up getting 75%. Because of the suffix, I end up with him when it helps, but then again, when it doesn't help, it's not him. And then I'm working on the second shtar, and it doesn't, and I do help on the second shtar, So the suffix back and forth are no good. So therefore, that's why we want to say that it's clear that according to Rebbe, it's not a suffix what you're testifying about. It is 100% sure that you are testifying about the signature and only the signature. And therefore, every signature needs its own full set of testimony. And even on my own signature, I need someone else with me. So once I have somebody else with me, I'm only 50% even of my own signature. So it's fine, because it's 50% of mine, 50% of the other guy, it's all good. Ben Lekula Ben Lechumra means, right, the Gemara says, so now according to Rebbe, it comes out Ben Lekula Ben Lechumra, so it comes out that I can now testify, Lekula would be that I'm able to testify about the second signature. Because it's not a problem, because I'm, even my own signature, I was only 50%. See, if it was only Lechumra, right, then I wouldn't be allowed to testify about the second signature at all.
Why is that
the chumrah? The chumrah would be that I need a full new set of edim. That's the chumrah. Bezdin would be machmer to not allow me to testify, and they would have to go out searching for another second signatures. So now it's clear that according to Rebbe, it's pashit that is only testifying about the signature, and therefore on each signature you need a full set of edim. Even on his own signature, you need a full set of edim. As the Gemara then continues, the Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. We'll explain this now. Shnayim hachasumim al hashtar. He says very clearly that if you have two people signed on a contract, umeis echad mehen, and one of those two signatories died, tzrichin shnayim min hashuk lehed alo. You need two other people to be made on that other signature, because he's not there himself. So he would have been one conveniently, but he's not there. So now you need two other people, and you cannot use the second, the first signatory as one of the Edom. Bizu Rebbe Lekula. You see again, the Gemara uses that expression. In this context, Rebbe is the Kula in the sense that Verabbanan Lechumra. That according to Rebbe, since you are, one second. So Rebbe is Lekula because according to Rebbe, the first signatory can be one of the Edim on the second signatory. You don't need to find new people.
Said, is that can be more than 50%.
Right, exactly. Because even on his own signature, he's only 50% of his own signature. So the maximum he can add up to is 50%. He's 50% on his and 50% of the other guy, which is a total of 50% on the entire contract, which is fine, which is good, because that fits into the busing. And the Rabbanon al Chumrah, because the Rabbanon now are going to require you to go out there and find two new Edim, and we can't rely on what we have in front of us. Okay, so the Gemara says, V'ileka trei el echad mai. So now, what do you do if you can't find two new Edim? So you have a problem over here. If you can't find two new Edim, and we need to rely on this guy. Let's say this shtar is 100 years old. There aren't a lot of 100-year-olds around. So he's the only guy who knows this other guy's signature. Obviously, he knows his own. And we're going to need to rely on him on the other guy's signature. So what do you do? V'ileka trei el echad mai. What do you do in that case? So Amar Abaye. So Abaye comes up with a very interesting Eitzah. Lichtoiv chasimos yode achaspo. You should write your signature on a separate piece of paper. Vishodile bebei dino. And you send that separate piece of paper into court. Umachzikle bebei dino. And then Bezin will establish that separate signature on the piece of parchment. Or it's a piece of earthenware specifically. Veloitzarech ihu laasude achasimos yode. And now he doesn't even need to testify about his own signature at all. So since he's not testifying about his own signature at all, Bezdin took care of it on their own. So now, and he's around, so he's able to sign another piece of paper to do this. So Bezdin takes care of him. So now he's 0% so far on the contract, and now he can go and testify about the other guy, because he'll only be 50% on the other guy's signature. So now he could, that's the way he could testify as on the other guy's signature. Va'ozul ihu, right, now as the Gemara finishes the sentence, and so now he can go, v'hai, and the other witness that they do have, umasadi aiduch, and they're able to testify about the other signature. Because remember, he is not involved in his own signature at all, at least as far as court is concerned. The Bezdin is not seeing him with respect to his own signature. Okay? So now, again, he's only responsible for one half of the equation. Because on his own signature, he is not involved. In Bezdin, at least. He's not involved in Bezdin, because Bezdin's only looking at his piece of paper. And his piece of paper, they're able to look side by side with this old contract. And they say, oh, okay, we did that on our own. We figured out that's a signature on our own. And now all he's testifying about is the other guy. And on the other guy, he's only responsible for 15%. It's not going to be a problem.
One second.
Gemara says, just an aside point, v'dafka achaspa. When you send in that extra signature, make sure you send it on a piece of earthenware which is useless and it can't be used for anything else. There's only, the understanding is it's a small piece of parchment, or earthenware rather. It's a small piece that all it has room for is just your signature. Aval amagilta loy. But you should not sign your name on a long piece of paper, because there are scrupulous people out there. Dilma Mishkachle Inish Deloy Mali, because maybe somebody who's not a good person will find that signature. The Kosova Laya, my deboy, he'll write whatever he wants on top of that signature. In other words, if you sign on the bottom of the paper, as the Gemara itself will say in a moment, that somebody else will write above it, I, the undersigned, hereby promise to do XYZ. And signed. So whatever's above your signature is you signing about what's above it. So if you find somebody like that, so it's better not to sign on the bottom of an empty piece of paper. You should only sign on there's no room to write above that. V'tanan, and we actually learned a Mishnah that says, Hoitzi alav tzav yodoy, that if you pull out a piece of paper with the guy's own signature on it, shu chayiv loy, that it says that I am chayiv, whatever the obligation is, goyiv menuchosim b'nei choyrin. So the halacha is you're chayiv to pay, but it, as it turns out, you're only chayiv to pay from b'nei choyrin. B'nei choyrin as opposed to mishubodim. B'nei choyrin means what's in my actual possession, as opposed to something. In other words, let's say this guy, again, the not nice guy, goes ahead and signs something from 5 years ago. So if you have witnesses on a signature, if you have a regular shtar, like a regular mortgage, a mortgage that's 5 years old, the mortgage has priority for anything that comes in since the 5 years ago. It has priority over that. So the same thing would be true over here also. If he dated it 5 years ago and there would be witnesses, he'd be even allowed to take from Mishubadim. Mishubadim means the property that I might have sold off in the interim. But since over here in this case we're just, there are no witnesses. This guy just used your signature. But so therefore you can only collect from B'nai Chayrin, from your possessions, from things that you have in your possession itself. But even so, you'd still be Chayiv.
Yeah.
You'd be Chayiv, but not from Mishubadim, because as Rashi says, if there are no Edim, nobody knows about it, so there's no way to protect yourself, so it's not considered, you couldn't take from Mishubadim. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Halacha kedivrei chachamim. We passing like the chachamim, that what they're actually testifying is about the substance of the shtar, not the signature. So all these problems about how do you confirm the signature, whether he can or cannot, it's not a problem. He can testify about the other signature. Excuse me, punkt fakert. He can, he can testify about the other signature because they're testifying about the substance, which means even on his own signature, you're going to need two edim. So the Gemara says, Pshita yachad v'rabim halacha k'rabim. So of course, it's the chachamim. We always paskin like the majority rules. So the Gemara says, actually, interesting. Ma'od teima halacha k'rabim mechavei roi. Now we have a rule that the Gemara says that we paskin like Rebbe, even against, whenever Rebbe is in a machlekes, we paskin like Rebbe over the other mandiyamar. The afilu mechavei rov. But you might think that rule is true even when he's arguing against other many people. Kamash Malon, that's why we have to say no, that's not the rule. The rule is that Rebbe, one against one, Rebbe wins. But Rebbe doesn't win when it's one against many. So therefore, that's why, again, that's consistent with over here also, because Rebbe over here is against many. So we're going to paskin like the many. But the chiddush is that we had to say that because so that people don't confuse, because we know in your head when you were in sixth grade, you remember, oh, the halacha is we always paskin like Rebbe. But it's not always like Rebbe. It's only Rebbe when it's above somebody else. There's always an exception. Rebbe against one, but not Rebbe against two. So therefore, that's why you had to point out that this is a two, so we don't paskin like Rebbe. Now this is going to come up in a moment. Where it says, Simen Noch Nod Chad. Okay, so we'll see what this stands for. Amar Rebbe Chananah Barchio the Rabbi Yehuda. So this is either Rav Chinuna bar Chiya or Vamri la Rav Huna bar Yehuda le Rabbi Yehuda. Or another version is Rav Huna, Vamri la, and some people say Rav Chiya bar Yehuda le Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, in any case, it was always to Rabbi Yehuda. The question is, who said it? Umi Omar Shmuel Hachi, did Shmuel really say this rule that we don't paskin like Rabbi? Bahu shtar denafik mi bei dina demar Shmuel. There was actually a contract that came out of Shmuel's bezdin, the Havikosav Bey, and it says about this shtar, mi de oisiv Rav Anon. It says, mi de oisiv Rav Anon bar Chiyo ba'asid achasimus yodei. That Rav Anon signed about his, testified about his own signature. And he also testified about the other signature. Umanu Rav Chanon bar Rabba. And he said about Rav Chanon bar Rabba. Umi the ois of Rav Chanon bar Rabba. And this, all of this is written in the henpik that came out of Bezdin. And it says, and then Rav Chanon bar Rabba came in front of us. Va'asid achasimus yodei. That again, Rav Chanon testified about his own signature. And he also testified about the other guy, Umano. Who was the other guy? Rav Anan bar Chiya. So, fine. So each one of them now testified about himself and the other guy, which sounds very familiar, similar to what Rebbe holds. And just to finish the wording of the contract, it says, Ashrenu. So we said that it's strong. This is a good set of signatures. V'kaiminu kidechozi. And we hold that this is the way it's appropriate for what it's supposed to do. Okay. So we see very clearly that Shmuel now required, or it seems that Shmuel required, that each one of them have two sets of witnesses sign to testify about their signature, which is Rebbe Shita, that says you need two about each signature, and not like the Rabbanan. So it's contradiction in whether Shmuel said this halacha, Amar Lei. So Rabbi Yehuda answered, whoever this was, Amar Lei. So Rabbi Yehuda answered, Ahu shtara di yas mehave. It was a special case over there. Really, under normal circumstances, you don't need two witnesses about each. And once one person testifies about themselves, they're done. Over here, he went the extra mile. Why? Since it was Yisoymin, v'chash Shmuel lebezdin toyin. And Shmuel was actually afraid of exactly this mistake that people will make. V'savar Shmuel, so Shmuel thought to himself, Dilma ikabez into sphere le halacha karebi mechave roi, v'loi mechave rov. There might be a bezin out there that holds that we hold like Rebbe against one, and not against two. Generally, that might be the general rule. Ubaha, and for some reason in this case, might be the exception to the rule. Afilu mechave rov. In this case, the bezdin might make the mistake and think that we paskin like Rebbe all around, even against the chachamim, and therefore we require two signatures of each. Savar, so Shmuel said, to avoid this problem, no matter what mistakes they might make, avid ravcha, I'm gonna make it their extra room over here. Ki hecho deloy mafsidi yasmi. So that the Yisoymim cannot lose. So I'm going to do belt and suspenders over here. Really, it's done. All I needed was one signature on one person testifying each. But I'm going to make sure that even if there's somebody out there who misinterprets what the halacha is when we paskin like Rebbe, and is going to go ahead and mistakenly think that over in this case also we paskin like Rebbe that you need two, so I'm just going to circumvent that problem. I'm going to preempt, and I'm going to have everybody sign on everything, and then I won't have a problem at all. So you have to know that's the way Shmuel was thinking. Because he was trying to protect the assignment. But really, you don't need two signatures on each signature, on each aid. Okay. Fine. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, and again, the idea, just to point out, is because we always try to protect Yisoymim. We don't want Yisoymim to have to go to get messed up, so we extra protect them. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Once again, this is another memra of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. It says, Eid v'dayin mitzdarfin. So this is an interesting halacha. The Eid, we're talking about the signatory on the actual contract. The dayin that we're talking about, this is the way Rashi learns. Not all Rishonim learn like this. But the way Rashi learns is, we're going to stick to simple pshat and Rashi. The way Rashi learns is the henpik. When I use the word henpik, by the way, you all know that means that's the contract that Bezdin signs to say we agree that this is a good shtar. The henpik is the name of the contract that's used that Bezdin signs to say we prove that this is the underlying shtar is a good shtar. Okay, so now you have the one aid from the actual contract, and you have one of the judges on the henpik that's now saying, yes, I signed on this henpik to say that that's a good signature. So altogether you have two, and the Rabbi Yehuda Amashmul says, mitzarfin, they can be mitzarf, because at the end of the day, we now have two witnesses that say this is altogether a good shtar. One is saying about the, one is the witness himself, and one is one of the people from the Bezdin. So the Gemara says, Amar Rami Bar Choma, Kama Malyo Ho Shmaitzis. So Rami Bar Choma says, wow, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. Because again, if the point is that we're trying to testify about the signatures, so now you have two witnesses. That's great. Omar Rava, Rava says, Mama Yusa, Mama Yusa. What kind, why is that a good shot at all? Maidika Masid Sado, what the witness is testifying on, Loika Masid Daino. The judge is not testifying. And what the judge is talking about, that's not what the witness is talking about. Okay, so now you have a very fundamental machlokes over here, in case you didn't pick up on the nuance, that what Rava and Rami Bar Choma are arguing about is the same machlokes as Rebbe and Rabbanan. When they come to Bezin, and now you have a shtar and a henpik, what are they testifying about? If they're testifying about the witness, the signatures, so that's great. Now you have two witnesses about the signatures. But if you're testifying about the substance of the contract, so one is testifying, the witness is testifying, the signatory is testifying about the substance of the contract. But the Beis Din guy, what's he testifying about? He knows nothing about the contract. All he knows is that I signed to say the signature is good. He doesn't know anything about the substance. So therefore, they're not testifying about the same thing. The signatory is testifying about the substance, and the Bezdin guy is testifying about the signature. So they're not really testifying about the same thing. So now you have two half a testimonies is nothing. That's why Rav is saying, what are you talking about? What the witness is talking about is not what the Bezdin is talking about. What the Bezdin is talking about is not what the witness is talking about. Because they're talking about two different things. But that's because he holds that the witness was testifying about the substance. But if you hold like Rebbe, the way Rami Bar Choma understood, if you hold like Rebbe, that they're both testifying about the signatures, so then it's fine.
That's where the henpik is.
It is. That is, we agree. A henpik is about the signatures. But it depends. But what is, in general, when we come to Bezin and we're trying to confirm and authenticate signatures, what are we testifying about? Are we testifying just about the signatures? Or are we testifying about the substance? That's the machlokes. And that's what the machlokes between Rami Bar Choma and Rava is. It's the same machlokes. With the same idea, the Gemara continues. Elok, he also Rami Bar Yecheskel. Omar, so Rami Bar Yecheskel said the following: Loi tatsinu lahani kloli. Don't listen to these rules. Dekayel Yehuda achi, my brother Yehuda, mishmei de Shmuel, in the name of Shmuel. So very interesting. It comes out that Rabbi Yehuda, the famous Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, is Rami Bar Yecheskel's brother. So if anybody ever asks you a trivia question and asks you who is Rabbi Yehuda's father. Right.
Yeah.
Who is Rav Yehuda's father? The answer is Yecheskel. Yecheskel is his father, right? That's what Rashi says, because they were brothers. Rami Bar Yecheskel and Rav Yehuda were brothers. So even though there's nowhere else that it's mentioned, this now you have a very interesting piece of trivia. Okay, so he says, don't listen to what Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says. Well, don't, meaning that we're not testifying about the signatures. We're testifying about the substance. Okay.
Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yecheskel,
right, that's his name. That's the way Rashi is learning. Okay, now Chaf Aleph from Abayis, the Gemara continues. Ikla Ravina Achvod Rav Chiya. So now Ravina, who happens to be the brother of Rav Chiya Bar Abba Lemizben Shemshemini, he came to buy seeds. Sesame seeds, right? So anyway, but that's not Omar Hochi, and he said the following: Omar of Omar Shmuel, Eid V'dayin Mitzarfin. He says they are Mitzarif. That even though again one is testifying on the contract and one is testifying about the henpik, they could still be Mitzarif. Why? Because again, we're holding that they're testifying about the signatures. Omar Amemar. So once again, the same conversation that we just had. Amemar now says, "Kama Malyo Hoshmaitzu." Great, it's brilliant. brilliant. They're both testifying about the signatures. Amalei Ravashi, and once again Ravashi, who lived many generations later, said La Meimar, said the Meimar Meshum, the Kalsi Avu Deimech, because the father of your mother, so your grandfather, which was generations ago, said that this was a good pshat. Atnami Mekalsas Lei, but you also are praising it as if this is a brilliant, you know, a family tradition. Kvar Pircha Rava, but Rava already slugged this up, and Rava says, guys, you're testifying about the wrong thing. One is testifying about the money, and one is testifying about the signature. Those two are not mitzdarif. Okay, and that again, now that the Gemara very clearly says we paskin like the Chachamim, that comes out that you're not testifying about the signature, you're actually testifying about the substance of the shtar. At least the Edim themselves, the signatories themselves, that's what they're testifying. Obviously, Bezdin's testifying about the signatures, so you can't be mitzdarif the two. All right. Now, slightly changing topics. Omer Rav Safra, Omer Rabbi Abba, Omer Rav Yitzchok Bar Shmuel Bar Marta, Omer Rav Huno. They all say this in the name of Rav Huno. Va'amrila Omer Rav Huno, that Rav Huno said it himself. Omer Rav, and he said it in the name of Rav. Shloisha Sheyoshvu Lekayim Es Hashtar. So now, we're talking about this concept that you go to Bezdin, and Bezdin's going to establish that this is a signature. So you have three guys that are sitting down to be Mekayim the Shtar. Shnayim Makir Chasimus Yidei Edim. Happens to be that two of these guys in Bezdin, they recognize the signature. Ve'echod Einim Makir. And the third guy, he's on the Bezdin. The Bezdin could be any three. Us three could be Bezdin if we want to, right? So we, two of us recognize, the third one doesn't. So the Halach is like this. Acheloi Chosmu, before they saw signed on the henpik, before they actually signed it, me'idin b'fanov the chosim. So then the two guys who recognize it, they stand and they tell the third judge, they say, oh, we know that this is a signature, and then he could sign it, because now he knows also, because he heard testimony. Mishechosmu, but once they already signed on the henpik, ein me'idin b'fanov, it's too late to give the testimony, v'chosim, and then sign. Because at this point, if they already signed on it, and then they said, oh, by the way, you could sign also, we recognize the signature. That doesn't work, because they already signed. Rashi says the issue is, they signed on something that's a lie. Because if you read the Lashon of the Henpik says, us three people sat down and verified, but we weren't three when we verified. They already signed on something that there were only two, not three. So therefore, you're not allowed to sign on it. But then the Gemara asks a technical question. The Gemara says, "Umikas vinon." Do you even write the right? You don't. You're not signing on a form. You can't use a form contract. You have to write the thing from scratch. So why would they already have written the contract that says we sat down to do this? Do we write it? In the name of Rava, Hayasharta de Daino. The Asharta is the same thing. Is this clarification in Bezdin? The Nichtov Mekami. If it was written before the Nachvu Sadi. Before the Edim that testified about the signatures were here, Psula, that already is possible. Just writing it before they heard the testimony is a problem. You have to wait to hear the testimony before you can even write it down. Demichsi kashikra, that looks like a lie. So it's not a matter of when they signed it, it's a matter of when they wrote it in the first place. You have to start with an empty piece of paper, first listen to the testimony, and then you could start writing it. So hachanami, michsi kashikra over here also, if they wrote it first, even before they signed it, it's already a problem. They're writing the words, I sat down in Bezdin, it's not true. You didn't sit down in Bezdin. Ella, so the way, the correct, to be precise, the Gemara says like this. Emo, you should say like this. Ad shaloi kosvu, if they have not even written the words of the henpik yet, so then me'idin b'fonov, then they could say, tell the third guy that what they know. V'chosim, and then they could write it and obviously sign it. Misha kosvu, but if they already wrote down the henpik even before the third guy was there, so then ain me'idin b'fonov, it's too late to tell the testimony, because the words itself are a lie, because they said we were a bezin, they weren't a bezin yet. V'chosim, it's too late to write it down and sign. Shmami, okay, fine. Okay, so you have to start from the beginning. You first have to establish that you're a Bezdin, and then you could write the words, we a Bezdin sat, and we looked, and we find out, so on and so forth. Okay, so the Gemara says, Shmami Natlas. From this little story, and this being very precise, we learned three things. Shmamina Eid Nasadain. First of all, we've now proved that I could testify and then sit down and be the Bezdin itself, because that's what's happening. I'm telling my friend, and then I'm sitting down together with him, so I went from the wearing the hat of a witness to wearing the hat of a judge. So that's one thing. So if the judges themselves recognize the signatures, I don't need other testimony, because remember, two of the Bezdin over here, two of the guys, they themselves recognize, no one told them what it was. They say, oh yeah, I recognize the signature, that's good enough. I don't have to hear the testimony, I could know it, just outright know it. That's the second thing. And the third thing is, if a judge who doesn't know, it's not familiar with these signatures, then he needs to hear each one of the Bezdin has to hear whether or not it's a valid signature. Meaning, he can't rely on the other guys in Bezdin to say, yeah, don't worry about it, we know. They have to actually hear it. So I'll give you, just in contrast, to understand and appreciate why this is a chiddush. The Gemara says, "Shmami no." Wow, this is a chiddush. So let's say, for example, a guy goes, and it's not a perfect example, but it illustrates the point. A guy goes that he wants to do Hataras Nedarim. He says, oh, I made this neder, and I don't want to keep my neder anymore. I want to go to Hataras Nedarim. So he needs a Bezdin to be Matir. So the halacha is that he doesn't have to tell all three of them what the neder is. He could just tell one of the people what the neder was, and that other and explain to him why he wants to be Matir Neder. And that judge tells the other two people, yeah, I heard the reason, it's a good enough reason, we could be Matir. And then all three of them say, Mutalach, Mutalach, Mutalach. But I don't have to actually tell the other two judges why I'm being Matir the Neder. Okay, but that still counts as being Matir Neder. That still counts as a Bezdin. Again, just to illustrate the point, it's not I'm sure you can poke holes in my muscle, but you see that there are some contexts, there are some judges, some Bezdins, that don't need to know all the information and they can still judge. They can rely on the other judge to tell them, yeah, that's the halacha, that's what we could do, and they can consider themselves part of the Bezdin. Over here we don't say that. Right? Over here we say that each one of the judges must know for themselves that it is a valid signature. At least hear testimony themselves that it's a valid signature before they sign on as a judge. First thing that we said was that the aid, the guys who were giving the evidence, were then can sit down and be part of the Bezdin. So Maskev La Ravashi, so Ravashi has the following: Bishlam Eid Nasa Dayin Shamina Mina. I hear based on your story. Remember, the story was that you have to wait till you write down everything. You have to hear the testimony, and then they could sit down and be part of the Bezdin. So. And we said we learned three things from the story. So I understand, it's clear that the Eid Nasa Dayin Shamina Mina. From this story, clearly, because that's the whole story. The whole story is that first I tell you the evidence, and then I sit down and I sign as a Bezdin. So clearly I'm an aid, and then I put on my Bezdin hat. But the second thing that you proved over here was that if they know the signatures themselves, they don't have to hear any other testimony. How do you know that that's true? Really, maybe under normal circumstances, they need individual, independent verification. They can't rely on their own knowledge. Vishani Hocha, in this case, happens to be a little bit different. To call Mekayim Hagodo Bechad. Over here, the concept of Hagodah, because the Bezdin has to hear Hagodah. The rules are that Bezdin has to hear the testimony, and then they could be a Bezdin. But you need that someone has to actually testify. Someone actually has to come in front of Bezdin and say something that Bezdin is hearing and they're ruling on. But so maybe over here, really, it's not pshat that they're relying on their own information. There is a Bezdin sitting and listening, but it's, remember, those two guys are testifying in front of the third judge. So that Haggadah is what creates the fact that now you've established a Bezdin can respond. So you don't have proof that in other words, the Nafka Mina would be like this. Let's say all three Dayanim know the signatures. If all three Dayanim, we're all friends, right? We all know each other. So all three of us know the signature. Do we need to hear it from somebody else? Or can we just sit down? Okay, we're a Bezdin. Boom. So maybe, right, so we wanted to prove over here that you don't need a Haggadah, that they could rely on their own. He says, no, it's not pshat that there's no Haggadah over here. Really, there was a story. But it's two of the guys happened to stand up in front of the Bezdin. But there's no proof that you can get away without a testimony. You need some sort of testimony. That's one question. Okay, the dayanim she'ein makir chasimus yidei edim, and then the third point which you made was by dayanim she'ein makir chasimus yidei edim tzrichin lehed b'fnei kol echad ve'echad, and then you wanted to prove the other way that each one of the dayanim needs to know the full facts. That would write that point that each one, maybe Dilma lo'ayla me'melachah ain't tzrichin. Maybe really the Dayanim don't need to know the full facts, like we discussed in the Nedarim case. They don't need to know the full facts. V'shani ha'cha, oh, but over here we did need to tell you. Over here is Dilma ka'ima ha'gadah klal. The reason why we're telling you is not because you need to know the evidence. Over here we're telling you is because if we didn't tell you, there would never have been a ha'gadah, there would never have been a testimony. And to be considered functionally a bezdin, you need to be listening to somebody else. So the only reason I'm telling you is not because I could tell you about Mickey Mouse. It doesn't matter what I tell you. It just, I have to tell you something, obviously relevant to the case. But it's not because you need to know it, it's because I need to say it. So you don't have a raya that everybody needs to know the full story. You don't, again, it could be true, but you can't prove it from this fact that they need to know the full story. Okay. So, Lumaskana, really the only thing we were able to prove for sure was that I could be a witness and I could be Bezdin. Right? That I can represent myself as a judge. Okay, next case. Yosef Rabbi Abba, the Ka'amar Lola Hoshmaitza, he repeated this halacha, the Eid Nasadai. He said, okay, this is the halacha, very interesting, that a witness can turn himself and transform into the judge. Esve Rav Safra L'Rabbi Abba, so Rav Safra now said, ask Rav Abba. Ra'ush Loisha, V'hein Bezdin. Now what if this happens to be talking about in the Sugya of Rosh Hashanah, when they saw the moon? So we all know you have to come to, right? There's a whole process that you have to come to Bezdin and testify, and then Bezdin Sanhedrin has to say, Mekudosh, 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 right, that it's a new month. So now, what if the judges themselves were walking down the street and they saw the moon? So that's the case that we're discussing. If three of Sanhedrin saw the moon, Vehain Bezdin, and they are Bezdin, meaning, as Rashi translates, they are from Sanhedrin, Yamdu Shnayim, they should stand up, two of those judges should stand up, Yeshivu Mechavareim Eitzel HaYochid, and they should let two other judges who weren't there, in other words, one remains sitting, two of them stand up, they get two other guys just to fill the seats, so they're talking to three people, V'yeidu Bifneihem, and then they can say their testimony, V'yomru Mekudosh HaChodesh Mekudosh, and then they say, Mekudosh, 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 right? And they say, okay, now we create Bezdin. Why? As the Memra over here says, She'ein HaYochid Ne'emon Al Yedei Atzmoy. Because one person is not Neman on his own. A person, oh, so what do we say? But if, according to what you just said, that I could stand up and give the testimony, and then I could sit down and be the judge, if that's true, lomali kule hai. What do I need this whole process for? Says, we stand up, you sit down. Let them sit where they are, and be the kiddush. In other words, the issue is like this. As Rashi says, the problem is, you can't have Bezdin sitting at night. They have to be there during the day. Obviously, the moon, you can only see at night. So they saw the moon at night. So we'll find, we see the moon at 11 o'clock at night, then we'll sit down at 9 o'clock in the morning and we'll just say, Mekudosh, Mekudosh, because we all saw it. We were all, you know, we all were standing there together. So what's the problem? So why can't we be the judges? Why do we need to get two other people to be the judges? So we see that an aid cannot become the dayan. That's what it proves by the fact that we need two other people to be the judges. Amar Lei, so remember, this was Rav Safar asked Rav Abba. So Amar Lei, so Rav Abba said, Afli didi kashali, this was bothering me also, v'shaltina l'Rav Yitzchok bar Shmuel bar Marta, and I asked this Rav Yitzchok, Rav Yitzchok l'Rav Huna, and then Rav Yitzchok asked Rav Huna, Rav Huna l'Chiyah Barav, and Rav Huna asked Chiyah Barav, Chiyah Barav l'Rav, and eventually he got this question went all the way to Rav, v'omar l'hu, and he said to them, Hanach le'edus ha'chodesh da'araisa, you're asking me a kasha from Kiddush ha'chodesh, which is a din da'araisa, the Kiyim Shtar is the Rabbanon, and Kiyim Shtar is the Rabbanon. Okay, so they're two completely different things. That it comes out, Lamaskana, really, the rule is, so this is where you get confusing. The rule is Eid Nasadai. Yes, that's true. But only under Rabbanans. Not under Araisis. Or you could say the rule is, Eid Nasadai. By Araisis. But with the Rabbanans we allow. You can say whatever you want as the rule. It's always true and it's always not true. If you talk, right? It gets confusing. Remember, this is what are you going to remember? You're going to remember Eid Nasadai? Yes, that's true. Only with the Rabbanan. By Daraisis, it's not true. So it comes down a very simple break. It comes down a very, you know, the breakdown is very simple. Daraisis, you can't. And the Rabbanon,
you can.
And the Rabbanon, you can. Okay, so it's very interesting. By the way, I saw in the notes that brings the Mordechai. He gives a very cute explanation. Why by deraisa do we say ein eid nasadan? In other words, we don't argue in the halacha. The halacha is by kiddush hachodesh, he can't, the aid, the witness can't be the judge. You can't be both. Okay, on a deraisa level, you can't do both. So the Mordechai explains very cute. He says one simple pshat. He says is that because on a deraisa you always need the possibility of eidim zaymimim. You have to be on a deraisa. Under rabbanon, you can skirt the issue a little bit, but on a deraisa, edus is only kosher if you can be an eid zoymim, right? That's why a melech can't be a king, whatever. But you have to be able to. So which judge is going to listen to edim saying, "Oh, imanu hayisim, you're edim zoymimim"? I'd throw the guy out on his head. I'd never listen to him. So therefore, I can never become edim zoymimim. That's one teretz. He gives very cute, but he gives even a little bit of a more of a cheshbon dikka one. Also, he says like this: What happens when you become an eid zoymim? If let's say they, all right, we'll listen to you. We'll listen to what you have to say. So what happens is, if in fact they become edim zoymimim, what that means is, and we hold limaskon as a machloikas, Abaye and Rava, I think, as a machloikas, whether we go limafreya. That means, if I become, let's say, just using myself for example, I'm a judge, but if I become an eid zoymim, that means I am posel. That means I am posel, I can't be a judge. So what happens is it's circular over here. Because if I listen to, even, let's say I do listen to them, and they do prove that I'm an eid zoymim. So if I prove that I'm an eid zoymim, that means I was really posel. If I was really posel, then I never really paskined. If I never really paskined, then there was never really a bezin. If there was never really a bezin, if there's never really a psak, then you can't have eidim zoymim, because eidim zoymim is only after a psak bezin. So the whole circular reason is impossible to have eidim zoymim. That was one, again, it's a very interesting shot. So you can never have eidim, the aid nasa dayan can never become aid in zaymimim. So therefore, you can't. That's why on a daraisa level it doesn't work. It's a little bit of acute cheshbon. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Let's just finish the last couple lines and then we'll stop. So Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Shloisha Shiyosro Lekayim Es Hashtar. So you have three people who sit. They want to prove that a shtar is good. V'kara ilur al echod mehen. And now there's a problem with one of the judges. One of the judges is no good. So it says, Achaloi chasmu me'idin alav v'chaisim. So then, okay, it's simple. If before they actually rendered their halacha, we just prove that he is a kosher judge. There's nothing wrong with him. And then they can sit and they can sign. However, mishachosmu, but let's say the problem only happened after they signed. And then we have a problem. Ein me'idin alav v'chaisim. And then it's too late for them to prove that he's a good judge. It's too late. Why? Because it happens like this. Because if I sit down on a bezin, let's say me and two other guys, and one of them is no good, it reflects poorly on me that I sat down in court with another, I'm a judge together with this bad guy. So it's in my best interest to be able to prove that he's a good guy. So I'm negeya bedover. So now you can't trust me to say that he's a good guy. Right, you can't bring in the guy's mother and tell him how great a guy he is. So therefore, before I signed, it's not relevant because I didn't really sit in Besdin with him yet. So if I am able to prove, I'm able to, so to speak, be neutral and say that he's a good guy. So now it's fine, I can testify. But once I signed, and now we're considered a group. Once we're considered a group, I can't testify about him anymore because I'm Nagei Bedamer. But the Gemara has a technical question. It's just going to take us three lines into the top of the Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. But the bottom line is the Gemara says, Iridamai, what was the complaint about this judge? What was the issue? E Irid de Gazlanusa. If the problem is that somebody claims that he's a Gazlan, he's a robber, and as a robber, he's not allowed to be a judge. So if that's the problem, so now on the top of Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, Shrei V'treininu. So then what is it? You have two people coming into Beis Din and saying, you're a robber, and then me and my friend, the other judge, we're going to say he's not a robber. So then you're just two against two. If you're two against two, that didn't really prove that he's not a robber. If anything, we cancel each other out. Now you're left with a suffix. He still can't be a judge. So that can't be the case because we haven't proven anything. And if the problem is that you want to say that the guy says he's just a puzzle guy, he's a kusi or whatever, right, that his issue is with his family, so then gilu milsa ba'almahu. So this is an interesting point that we say the fact that we're able to prove that his family lineage, that's not really edus. That's because once we prove that, oh yeah, we know who his mother is, we know who his grandfather is, and so on, that's just a gila milsav alma. And you don't need edim to really, I mean, you need somebody to tell me so that I know, but it's just really a matter of knowledge. And then that would be true even after he signed the contract. Even after he signed as Beis Din. So we'd be able to test. So this halacha that it makes a difference before and after wouldn't be relevant. Even after, I'd be able to say, what are you talking about? I have his family tree. I know who he is. So let's just answer the answer and we'll stop. Let's go back. Yeah, actually the problem was that the complaint was that he is a gazlan. He's not kosher because he's a robber. The ka'amri hani Yodana Bey de Ovid Shuva. So what they're testifying, what the judges are standing up for him is they're saying, not that we know that he's not a gazlan. You're right. We're not contradicting you at all. He was a gazlan. Yesterday he stole, and today he did shuva. Today he returned it. So yesterday he stole the phone, and today he gave it back. So he did shuva. Once he did shuva, now he's kosher to be a dayan. So if all of this happens before he signed, so then we could trust him because they're not nagei bedavar. They don't care. Right now it's just a question of truth. Did he steal or did he not steal? And we all agree that he stole. But today he did shuva. Today he did shuva. Today he could be a judge. If he already signed on the contract, and now you want to say, no, we know he did tshuva. That's too late. No. Now you're just defending yourself. Defending yourself, we're not interested in hearing that kind of edus. So, therefore, we can't believe them anymore. And therefore, he won't, it's too late. That Beis Din will not be able to sign on the henpeg. It won't be relied on. We'll stop over here.